אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד עשר הספירות.
We are reading in the study of the ten sefirot, first volume, first part, the list of questions and answers. Before that, we have a preparation for the study of Tess, from the introduction to Tess, item 18. The Creator who created the evil inclination and gave it its strength evidently knew to create the remedy and the spice liable to wear off the power of the evil inclination and eradicate it altogether. And if one practices Torah and fails to remove the evil inclination for himself, it is either that he has been negligent in giving the necessary labor and exertion in the practice of Torah, as it is written, I did not labor and found, do not believe it. Or, perhaps, he did not put in the necessary amount of labor, but has been negligent in the quality. This means that while practicing Torah, they did not set their minds and hearts to draw the light in the Torah, which brings faith to one's heart. Rather, they have been absent-minded about the principal requirement demanded of the Torah, namely the light that yields faith. And although they initially aimed for it, their minds went astray during the study.
Let's have questions and answer now.
Yes, so we are reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot. We're reading question
100, I think.
We're beginning actually with item 1.
What? One? No, no, we have to complete the board of questions.
The questions?
Not part one, the questions.
Question 100?
Yes, 100. Let's complete that quickly and move to the next part.
Okay, so when is the kli for reception completed? Again, question 100, when is the kli for reception completed? The answer is, when Bechinat Daled, the fourth phase of the desire appears, which is the greatness, the gadlut of the will to receive.
Again,
question 100, when is the kli for reception completed? The answer is, when Bechinat Daled, the fourth phase of the desire appears, which is the gadlut of the will to receive, its state of greatness.
Yes, continue. What? You have questions about this? 8 to 3?
So
you want to ask about this or something else?
Rispetto a questo, Rav.
Yes.
Nel testo è detto
about
che,
this, Rav.
Rispetto, nel testo è detto che c'è un momento in cui lo sforzo nella
in the text it says that there is a moment in which the exertion in the Torah is sufficient. How can we know that the exertion in the Torah is sufficient?
You make the exertion and you'll see if it suffices or not. We're talking about what people tell us who have made the exertion, and accordingly we're rewarded with the revelation of the upper force, where everything becomes clear, you understand? Where you feel that you are, in the same way that this world seems clear to you, that's how clear your presence in the whole world, all the worlds rather, feels. And so they achieve this, and they tell us how to do that. So you do it and you'll get there. If you have another method, we're not in your way. But we study and we try to implement all of this according to the method of the Kabbalists. According to what we learn from history, there is no other method over the past several thousand years which allows a person to work that way and to get to know the upper force. Okay, do we continue?
Question 101. What is the difference between one who receives within and one who receives without, as in Ein Sof? Again, question 101. What is the difference between one who receives within and one who receives without, as in Ein Sof? The answer, 101, the one who receives within can only hold, his clique limits the amount of light that he can hold. One who receives without, the clique does not limit the light that it holds, and it is without any allowance.
Yes, that's the difference between the inner light and the surrounding light. The inner light we feel only to the extent that we can capture it, to resemble it, and then we feel it inside. That's why it's limited. But the surrounding light, which is outside of us, although we do not know it in detail, we only feel that it exists in general. However, we feel it to be unlimited. And that's the difference. Meaning, each thing has a plus and a minus to it. So, when you feel it inside, you attain it. When you feel it outside, you only feel it.
Question 102, what are the Sfirot of the circles? Again, what are the Sfirot of the circles? The answer to question 102, when there is no differentiation of above and below among the four phases in the desire, they are regarded as four circles, one inside of the other, like onion skins.
The question again?
Should I repeat the question? Question 102, what are the Sfirot of the circles, Igulim? The answer is, when there is no differentiation of above and below among the four phases in the desire, they are regarded as four circles, one inside of the other, like onion skins.
Hala.
Yes. Next, 103. Question 103, why are the degrees in the circles not regarded as being one below the other before the appearance of the line? Again, 103, why are the degrees in the circles not regarded as being one below the other before the appearance of the line? The answer is because the restriction did not occur because of the inferiority of the disparity of form.
Yes, because there's no difference before the restriction and after the restriction until it is arranged through the Masach and Aviyut, through the differences between the small and the great, small and big. In the circles, there's no difference. If before the Tzimtzum, before the feeling of the will to receive, and after, when the desire is completely corrected, there's also no difference of small and big. There's no difference because everything is corrected according to its magnitude.
Question 104. Is there evil in the will to receive by the nature of its creation? Again, is there evil in the will to receive by the nature of its creation? The answer to the question, there is no inferiority in it by the nature of its creation, nor would it appear in it had it not been restricted.
Yes, it means that only the restriction over the fourth discernment, as opposed to the previous three, well, there was no inferiority to the will to receive there, but because it cannot resemble the light, it is revealed as inferiority. The last?
Question 105.
So there's no answer there. Okay, so by that we now continue to the second part of the test.
We didn't really... Okay, so moving on to second part.
No, not needed. It's too much. So, part two. Where do we have it?
The second... We're reading the Talmud Eser Sfirot. Second part. So again, we're reading the second part of Tess, the circles and the straight line, containing two chapters. Chapter 1. The line is like a thin pipeline. This line is like a single... this line is like a single thin pipeline where the water of the upper light of Ein Sof expand and extend to the worlds in the place of this space and air. Then, again, the subtitle is, the line is like a thin pipeline. This line is like one thin pipeline where the water of the upper light of Ein Sof expand and extend to the worlds in that place of space and air.
Meaning, after the four discernments of the straight light, direct light came, and the light filled up all these phases of direct light, where the light was, it preceded all those discernments, all those wills, desires, it created them and fulfilled them. Then we learned that the last discernment, so the fourth one, was restricted, and then the light departed all those discernments, and then the fourth discernment begins to draw the light again in a very special way, which is called a line. The difference between the circle and the line is that in the circle there is no limitation. The light can fill the entire will which the Creator created, and through the line, that means that the will itself determines the way in which the light comes to it and fills it. The circle is the fulfillment of the will to receive without limitations, and the line is where the light can come only according to the will. The will limits it, restricts it, limits it from the whole circle to a thin line. That's what we learn. So here we see that if in part one we don't have a created being, everything as the Creator created it, that's how it is. But here in the second part we start learning about the actions the created being takes and the extent to which it limits the upper light in terms of the ways in which it can fill it and connect with it and so on. What does Kiev constantly want with the question mark there?
Yes, I'd like to ask. When we turn out of the ten, in order for the Creator to connect us, to which quality of the light are we turning to? To the circles or?
We turn to the Creator alone. You never heard me say that we turn to the light, to the line or the circle or the triangle or something. No. The suitcase is there inside the space and you turn to the suitcase. Right? No, please, I ask you, don't engage in fantasy. Study exactly what we study. Because there are many, many avenues you can get confused if you follow. Today.
So we're now reading Or Pnimi, Inner Light, item 1 explains the line. That is the line that extends from the light of Ein Sof into the space after the restriction.
Iguli, meaning that we had circles, Shovash Aleph Bet Gimel Daled, or the root in 1, 2, 3, 4. These circles were full of light. Then the fourth discernment felt that it is receiving, that it is opposite to the light, and therefore it restricted, reduced the will to receive in it, and then the light departs. And there's nothing partial in spirituality, and therefore the light departed all the circles. And now the fourth discernment determines the way in which the light will come to it and fill it. And it determines it only for itself, not only for itself, but also for all the rest of the circles. And so it follows that the line comes, a thin line, which sits inside that space. You have circles, and the light enters only in a very restricted manner, like a tiny sector passing through all those circles from the outside to their center. And so he says that this line, the line extends from Ein Sof, the circles outside the created being, into the space after the restriction. That's the meaning of the line.
Small item 2, explaining a thin pipeline.
So he wants to say that this line is like a pipe.
Item 2, the vessels of the 10 Sefirot of Yosher, the rectness, are called pipe or pipelines, pipes, because they confine the routes of the light that travels through them with great accuracy and control. They guarantee it will expand only through certain routes in those vessels. They are like a pipe that channels the water that travels through it precisely. They extend and continue from it in the same shape as inside the pipe. If it is narrow, the water is narrow. If it is wide, so is the current, and it never changes. For that reason, the lights that travel through those pipes are called the 10 Sefirot of Yosher, directness. It is so because they expand in a direct way and justly by the same rules as those pipes. This means that the purer the kli, the greater the importance of the light that clothes it. This rule is unchanging because of the strong influence of the pipes on them. This power of control in the above pipes is there because any desire in the upper degree is a compelling force in the lower degree, which is created by it. Therefore, the restriction on Bechinat Dalet, which is a free choice in the vessels of the circles, becomes an obligating force in the vessels of the Yosher, directness, created by them. This force is called screen, Masach.
Questions?
Sì, Rab, la linea rappresenta espressione della richiesta, una domanda, una risposta.
Yes, Rab. The line expresses the request and answer. Is this a line of connection, communication line?
The line is the measure of equivalence between the will to receive of the created being and the will to bestow of the creator. It's the extent to which the created being can come to resemble the creator. That's expressed as the line. The more the created being can come to resemble the creator, the line becomes wider. The less he can do it, it becomes more narrow. And so the light, it follows that it's the same with the light. The line, or the light can be higher or lower. The line is also desire. It's the measure of desire which was created, in which the created being can resemble the creator. That's the line.
Petatikva 19. He says that the vessels of the 10 Sefirot of Yosher are called pipe or pipes because they limit with great control and accuracy the light that travels through them. What is this limitation?
Limitation is such that the conduit, the pipe, is the desire that cannot be like the light bestowing. It is limited in its bestowal, and its form of limitation with respect to the light, it is expressed as the pipe. And if it didn't limit itself, if it could resemble the light in an infinite way without limit, then it won't be just a pipe or a conduit. It would be Ein Sof, infinite.
Is the limitation connected to the screen?
No, we're not talking about the screens, but let's say so, yes. No more questions. Continue, Dudi.
So we are in inner light, continuing to read. This is the meaning of the words in the Zohar, invert ratzon, desire, and you will find tzino, pipe. This means that when the pipe is a screen, which means a controlled restriction, meaning when it detains its will to receive in Bechinah Dalet, the fourth phase, by the power of the upper one that controls it. It is the opposite of the substance of the Kli itself, namely the will to receive. This is because it detains itself from using its desire. This is why they implied invert Ratzon, desire, and you will find Tzino, pipe. It means that the pipe is opposite to the desire, because it compels its desire and does the opposite of what it wants. That is why you can find in all the teachings and all the writings that when they want to denominate and emphasize the departure of the light from Bechinah Daled, they call it restriction. When we want to emphasize the power of the restriction that is added by the light of the line that did not expand to Bechinah Daled, we define it as a screen, which is a detaining force that prevents the light from reaching Bechinah Daled. When we discuss the Kli in general, meaning the Kli and the screen together, we define it as a pipe. When discussing the light, the Kli, and the screen together, meaning the light that is clothed in the size of the pipe, it is defined as a line. And when we discuss a Kli that does not have a screen, we denominate it by the name circle.
He gives us all the definitions here. So what are we talking about in general? It's the will. The will was created through the four discernments of direct light, then it is restricted, reduced, then according to its measure of adaptation with the light in order to bestow, it allows the light to fill the circle as it was before, but through a tiny sector called the line. And to the extent that it can become more similar to the light, it expands. The less it can be like the light, it restricts, constricts. But the main thing is to maintain equivalence of form between it and the line, meaning that the will to bestow of the light and the will to bestow of the line of the will be to the same measure. Right?
PT4. What does it mean that there is a restriction on Bechina Daled in the vessels of the circles?
The restriction was done when there were still vessels in the Igulim, the circles, but after the restriction, when there's a decision to receive only according to equivalence of form, then the vessels of Yosha, directness or straightness, are formed. The restriction was only in the circles, of course, without any limitation for all the circles. Look, you remember, it's not in the way of an angle, an acute angle and all that. It was round in every direction. That's what we learned.
What does it mean that the light makes the restriction and doesn't spread to Bechinah Daled?
After the Tzimtzum, the light that keeps exactly the laws of the Tzimtzum. The Creator accepts the decisions of the created beings if they are towards the purpose of creation, and he takes upon himself these limitations. The light, it doesn't come and break your Kli. The Kli limits itself. The Kli wants to be in equivalence of form with the Creator. Fine. The light will fulfill only the Kli that's in equivalence of form with it.
What equivalence of qualities is there between the light and the Kli?
I don't hear what you're saying.
Что называется уподобить кли линии и света?
What does it mean that the vessel will resemble the kav and the light? What is the equivalence?
It's considered that we need to reach a state that the will to bestow of the kli, of the vessel, will be the will to in equivalence to the will to bestow of the light. And then, to the extent they are equivalent, they connect. And the purpose of creation of the kli is to become like the light, that it will become unlimited in bestowal. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, what does it mean that we build the line with respect to the Creator, that we turn our desire to a tzinor?
From the group, which is the circle, that we want to connect between us, and in the group everyone is equal, like Rabash says, small, great, doesn't matter who or what, all of us, we all want to be connected between us in mutual bestowal, so that from this connection in the mutual bestowal between us, we'll reach out to the Creator, and we'll also be connected to Him. If we will do so, we'll start feeling that the Creator shines upon us in some way, but in a form of a kav, only in a way that we annul ourselves, one towards the other, that we're connected one towards the other, and that we direct ourselves altogether towards the Creator. That's called working in the kav, in the line.
What does it mean? You said that the width of the line is the amount of a resemblance to the Creator. What is the middle minimal width of this line?
The same desire that the Creator gave us to be as one. I can't measure my desire in the meantime, or the light that will shine upon me. I don't yet have the kilim, like a baby that can't measure what's happening to him, how much he eats, drinks, etc. And Dudi?
Yes, we'll continue item 3. Ot Gimel, the letter Gimel, explains the word one. The Rav's precision with regards to the word one emphasizes the tikkun of the three kavim that was performed in Olam Atzilut. It tells us that in Olam Kadmon, this correction, this tikkun, is still absent, and there is only one line, one kav. The reason for it is that the correction of the three lines occurred afterwards in the world of Atzilut. This correction is extended from the association of the quality of mercy with a quality of judgment. Here, however, we are concerned with the world of Adam Kadmon, where this association has not yet taken place. That is why there is only one line here. The entrance of the light into the vessel of reception of the creature is called Hitpashtut. It has already been clarified that the vessel of reception of this emanate being is called Tzinor.
That's clear, right? We're not talking about the three lines. Bala Sulam isn't taking into consideration if there were beginners or not. If there's room to add, then he adds. But we need to go according to our order. In other words, a tzinor, meaning this conduit, a kav, a line, tzimtzum, restriction of what takes place here with the will to receive. That's what we need to learn, how to resemble ourselves to this line. Tel Aviv 2.
What is Yosher and Tzedek? It's straightness and justice.
Only according to our participation, equivalence with the light, we receive the light, and then the reception of the light is called a kav. Latin 4.
Shalom Rav. Somos.
Hello Rav.
La influencia del Eisof del Creador, y eso es porque no tenemos un masaj.
Do we have the awareness in order to feel the light of Ein Sof? Is that because we don't have a masach?
When we will receive a masach, then we'll already know how to use our aviyut, our force of resistance called a masach, a screen, and then we'll start feeling the upper light, we'll start entering contact with the upper light, we'll start feeling it, we'll start working with it, and then we'll start understanding all of creation. It all depends entirely on the masach, the screen.
Item 4. Opnimi explains the words from the days of the upper light of Ein Sof. There is a specific value that discriminates between the degrees of the birth of the Partzuf. In that birth, the four Bechinot of the desire are called by the names light, water, permanent, and 100 blessings, or 100 gates. It happens because the lights change their places. Because of that displacement, the light takes the form of water. The Ari tells us that the root of this state occurs with the appearance of the line. The light that expands as a line is considered to be water with regard to the upper light. For that reason, he states precisely, the water of the upper light of Ein Sof. With the expansion of the upper light into the thin conduit, the value of the light was greatly lessened from its value in Ein Sof and is therefore considered as water.
In the meantime, it doesn't really matter to us. There's a lot of things here. We're not going to make this matter here of the water. He speaks about it here and there. The light of Chassadim is called Maim, water. That's all we need to know. Go on.
Item 2, the words of the Ari above. Title, Hit Pashtut, the expansion of the Ein Sof into the space. The expansion occurred slowly. Item 2. When the light of Ein Sof was extended as a straight line into the above space, it did not expand and extend all the way down at once, but it expanded slowly. I wish to say that in the beginning, the line of the light began to expand, and right at the beginning of its expansion, as a line, it expanded and extended and became like one round wheel on all sides. Again, item 2, the words of Dari. When the light of Ein Sof extended as a straight line, title, the expansion of the light of Ein Sof into the space, the expansion occurred slowly. Item 2. When the light of Ein Sof extended in as a straight line into the above space,
this is after the Tzimtzum,
it did not expand and extended all the way down at once, but it expanded slowly. I wish to say that in the beginning, the line of the light began to expand, and right at the beginning of its expansion, as a line, it expanded and extended and became like one wheel round on all sides.
Yes.
Opnimi, inner light, item 5. Explains the straight line extends into the space. A light that expands gradually according to the laws of the four Bechinot, meaning from the pure to the coarse and stops at Bechinat Dalet, is called straight lines.
Again, what's the line?
Item 5, again, a light that expands gradually according to the laws of the four Bechinot, meaning from the pure to the coarse, and stops at Bechina Dalet, is called straight line. Item 6 explains all the way down. Do not be mistaken and interpret the terms all the way down at once and slowly that are used here as times, for it is known that spirituality is above time. Therefore, all the way down at once means that there is no change of degrees. The term slowly refers to an order of degrees. He wishes to say that it follows the order of the four known Bechinot, as he will explain henceforth.
Yes, go on.
Item 7, Inner Light, explains the words in the beginning of its expansion as a line. This is the root of the expansion that was innovated, called line, because it is a new emanate being. It has a new, specifically designated shorish, root, that shines upon it in Prinat Chidush, innovation. That illumination is called the Sfira of Keter of the Kav. From this Keter, the light of Edsof expands to the line by the way of the above four Bechinot. Prina Aleph is called Chochma, Prina Bet is called Bina, Prina Gimel is called Zeranpin, and Prina Dalet is called Malchut. The Rav Dari says with regards to this order that it expanded slowly. He says that Keter expanded first, Chochma next, and then Bina, Zeranpin, etc.
Yes. In other words, the light expanded in the same prinot phases that were created beforehand. Then there was a restriction, and the light expanded according to the force of the tzimtzum, or the restriction, to the extent that its expansion was according to these forces of tzimtzum, that it could receive it above the tzimtzum, above the restriction.
Two questions. One, I'd like to ask for the permission to ask about the common resistance to the practical side of that. How is that built? The second question.
Hold on. What do you mean second? I didn't get the first one. Who asked two questions at the same time?
So one question.
So I didn't understand the first question.
I'll repeat, excuse me. What is the common resistance? Previously you said about the screen that there is a common resistance. How is that built?
What is common resistance?
Yes.
What is common resistance? I don't know what that is. Explain to me.
That's the expression you talked about with respect to the screen. Previously you said.
What does it mean that it's common?
I guess it's because it's with the circles together. I didn't understand it.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand this. What does it mean, mutual resistance? Do you remember anything like that I said?
I didn't hear it.
I couldn't have said that because there is no such term, mutual resistance. Second question?
About the term 100 gates. What is a gate?
100 gates or 100 blessings. It's a definition in the will to receive, which is aimed in order to bestow. That's called 100 gates. 100 is the entire kli. All of the yut, of the coarseness of the kli.
You said, I'm repeating your words, when we'll get a screen, we'll already know how to use our coarseness, our force of resistance, which is called a screen, a masach. Then we'll start feeling the upper light, we'll go into contact with the upper light, we'll start feeling it, working it with it, and we'll start feeling the entire creation. And that's what he's asking about, the common resistance.
Common meaning that it's between us and the upper light, to the extent that through the masach we're in a state of bestowal, and then to the extent the upper light is with us in bestowal, and then with this mutual bestowal, we open up the kli, and we can fulfill the kli of the upper light. Maybe that?
Thank you.
Okay, let's continue.
We'll continue in item 8 about the explanation of one round wheel. For the meaning of the word circle, it is called wheel because the light of Kav clothes in the circle.
Yes, the light that fulfills it is called galgal, or like a wheel. Go on.
We'll continue with the words of the Ari, item 3. Title: the circle is not adhesive with Ein Sof, but it is connected to it through the line. Item 3. This circle was not adhesive with Ein Sof that surrounds it from all sides. That it is because if it adheres to it, it will return to its prior state and will be annulled in the light of Ein Sof. In that case, its power will not be apparent at all, and everything will be done as the Ein Sof, as in the beginning. Hence, this igul is adjacent to the circle of Ein Sof and does not become adhesive with it. The connection and adhesion of that emanated circle with the emanating Ein Sof is done primarily through that line, through which the light from Ein Sof descends, extended and influences in that circle. Again, item 3, the words of Dari. Title: the circle is not adhesive with Ein Sof, but is connected to it through the line. This circle was not adhesive with the light of Ein Sof that surrounds it from all sides. That is because if it adheres to it, it will return to its prior state and will be annulled in the light of Ein Sof. In that case, its power will not be apparent at all, and everything will be only the light of Ein Sof as in the beginning. Hence, this circle is adjacent to the circle of Ein Sof and does not become adhesive with it. The connection and adhesion of that emanated circle with the emanating Ein Sof is done primarily through that line, through which the light from Ein Sof descends, extends, and is in that circle. Item 9, Rav, we can't hear you.
It's not adhered to the light of Ein Sof.
Not adhered to the light of Ein Sof. Item 9, Opnimi, inner light. That means that the entire light that is found in the circles comes only from what they receive from the line.
Meaning even the outermost circle that around it is all the light of Ein Sof. It feels the surrounding light of Ein Sof, but it only feels this line that goes through it.
Which is regarded as a new illumination, since that light has only three b'chinot. It differs from the light of Ein Sof that orbits in the form of the light of the circle, or the round light. That is why the Ari writes that it is non-adhesive with the light of Ein Sof. This means that the form of the round light of the Keter de Igulim is not the same of the light of Ein Sof. It is so because the equivalence of form means adhesion in spirituality. And the term Sovev is regarded as the causing element. Item 10, about if it will be adhered to it.
I don't see any questions, so we're going forward to Lviv 3.
Rav, what does it mean that the line fills the circle after the restriction?
All of the circles are the four phases of direct light. They are circles, and then they had a timtum, a restriction, that the light departed from them. This caused the departure of the light, the restriction. And then the desire decides that it continues something of the light to an extent in order to be in a form of bestowal to it, an equivalence of form with it. And to the extent it continues in order to bestow, this is called a line, a kav. Only in such a way the will to receive can bestow upon the Creator. The Creator wants to bestow in Ein Sof infinitely, and the created being can only bestow through a line within those circles. So this is what happens to us after the Tzimtzum, that the desire in the circles becomes the desire of the Kav, and it draws some of the light to show that it wants to bestow.
Yes, but the question is, what does it mean that it fills the circle after the restriction? He says that the line fills the circle.
Yes, the light that enters through the line, through that same extent that the created being says, I want to bestow, just like this and no more, the light from that line also enters the circle and fulfills it. We'll learn about it in a moment. What does it mean? The created being, although it accepted in the form of the Kav, it feels satisfaction in it, even in all of the Kli that's been emptied, because that's the extent that it can equalize itself with the emanator. And that's why it feels some kind of satisfaction there, some fulfillment. Now, of course, it's empty from bestowal, but to an extent that he's able to, then he does. He'll talk about it in a moment. Go ahead.
There are more questions?
More questions. Go ahead.
PT4?
Yep, PT4. Fine.
Hello, Michael. Lo shomim.
Lo barur ma seder.
What's not clear is the order after the restriction. Is there a line immediately, or first there are circles?
First of all, the circles were also before the restriction, because it is a form that the Creator has created. Circles are complete, their completion, whole. And the Creator wants to fill with igulim, with the circles, and four phases of direct light are also circles that are filled, just like that. But after the tzimtzum, the restriction, when the circles were emptied, and the will to receive wants to be similar to the Creator in order to bestow, then to the extent that it draws this little middle circle called the fourth phase, to the extent that it pulls it, that it draws from it, it's considered that it draws only a thin line. Why a line? Because it has scrutiny, scrutiny. To what extent can I receive in order to bestow or not? So this selective reception, this limited reception is called a line. And in the circles that were to start with, now there is a line. That's it. And within that line, the light goes through it and fulfills all the circles as much as it can. How does it fulfill them? We'll see that later on. And we have no more other than these circles and the line that fulfills these circles. That's all of creation. And inside of that, there is the worlds, the partsufim, the sefirot. There's nothing other than that. Outside of that is the surrounding light, which is the Creator himself. Without any relation to us. In relation to us, that's what is related to what is inside the circles.
So with that, the illumination of the line, it basically is not talking about the circles that don't have the illumination of the line?
In the circles, there's also the illumination of the line. We spoke about this just a few moments ago. But we'll reach it again soon and we'll talk about it.
French.
Sorry, sound was cut off there.
The line, the width of the line is different according to the degrees where it enters, or is it equal every time?
The line is reception of the upper light in order to bestow according to the desire and the masach, the screen that's on it. That's called a kav, a line. There are desires of igulim, of circles, and of yosher, meaning straight, like a line. Circles are without any calculation, That's what it was before the restriction in the four phases of direct light. Then there was a restriction and a decision made that whatever is received is only through equivalence of form, and that's called receiving through straightness. And that form of reception is called a line. All right? Where are you, Dudi?
We're in the inner light, item 10, that explains the sentence, if it adheres to it. Meaning, if its illumination had been in all four Bechinot, as in the light of Ein Sof, its form would have been the same and adhesive with Ein Sof. In that state, it would be totally annulled in Ein Sof and completely indistinguishable.
Yes, even the circles would disappear in Ein Sof. Go on.
Item 20, inner light, explains the words and all the expansion and the adhesion in the circle. The light that expands from Ein Sof to the emanated being is called direct light. This light is tied to the emanated being by the clothing of the reflected light that rises from the screen upward through a zivug daka. It will be explained later. This is called hitkashrut, a connection, because this reflected light that ascends from the screen of Bchina Daled, from the straight line, holds and captures the upper light in the circle. Thus, in a place where the reflected light does not clothe the upper light, the emanated being regards it as absent, because it cannot attain it without this clothing called reflected light. It is like a candle made of tallow, although its lighting force comes primarily from the tallow, still that light is not connected with it, but with a wick. When the wick burns down, the light burns out, although there is still a lot of tallow there.
In other words, if not for the returning light, we would not discover after the Tzimtzum any light, just like we don't discover the upper light. We're in the upper light that fulfills all of reality. But we don't discover it because we don't have returning light from our side. To the extent we have the returning light, we'll find that the direct light is clothed in it. That's what he explains to us.
Buongiorno Rav. È una domanda molto generale. Cioè, nella decina, come qual è la giusta?
A very general question. In the 10, what should our preparation be in order to learn the study of the 10 Sefirot?
We want to activate our minds and try to understand as much as we can in our mind, in our intellect, because in the emotion we are not yet capable to understand in our intellect what it's talking about, and that's it. And don't start making big calculations here. Just simply what he says here. A line, a circle, definitions, and that's it. So then later on have a language for this, how to speak, how to understand one another. Simple. And not more than that. Into four.
Rav, che cosa significa che senza lo Tzimtzum non potevamo scoprire la luce diretta?
What does it mean that without the restriction we couldn't discover the direct light?
Because we were in resistance to the upper light. If we do a Tzimtzum, a restriction, then we already restrict our will to receive, not the light. We restrict our will to receive. And then when we do it in order to bestow in equivalence of form, in order to bestow from our side, then in order to bestow from the Creator, then we can reveal one another.
What reality is revealed when working with the light?
A reality that we are under the force of bestowal, which is infinite.
Turki 3.
What is this which?
So?
Again?
Which? That's burning up. Sorry. What is this wick that's burning out?
Mausuel?
What's the question?
It writes, when the wick burns down, what is this wick?
The wick is the force of resistance to receiving the light directly. That the host gives me and I reject it, that's called a wick. And then upon that I can bestow. All right. PT
22.
So are the circles four b'chinot, one in the other? What does it mean that the line goes through the four b'chinot?
But also in the line there are four phases, but the four phases in the line.
And the keter de igulim it speaks of is the root that was in the four phases of direct light?
It's not the same root, but it's a root. There's the root of the circles, and here it's the root of the line. It's a different decision.
Almata.
Rav, я мечтаю когда-нибудь таким же, как вы. Моя мечта сбудется?
Rav, my dream is to be like you one day. Will this dream come true? Rav, if you'll want.
What does it mean that Ochozer clothes in the direct light?
That in the returning light, that's not correct. It's the direct light is clothed in the returning light. It means that on the intention from our side, to the extent I want to bestow to the host, to that same extent I can receive from the host. PT 20.
Сказано, что тот свет, который не облачается в отражённый свет.
It is written that the light that does not clothe in the reflected light does not exist. Why?
You don't have what to grasp it with. You don't have returning light. We can see spirituality only to the extent that we form the returning light. If we don't stabilize it, meaning the tzimtzum, the restriction, the screen and the returning light, if we don't do that, then we don't feel it. It exists, but we don't feel it. PT 19.
Hold on, let me understand. He says that the clothing of the reflected light arises by the Zivug Daka is called connection. So what are we doing? How is that related to the ten? Is there a connection to our work in the ten? This sentence?
Also in the ten, we connect by each one restricting their ego and wanting to bestow upon others. And then to the extent of mutual bestowal between us, we stabilize ourselves to bestow upon the Creator, and we reveal the Creator by that.
So our whole business is reflected light in the tent?
Only reflected light, that's all you need. And then in the reflected light, you see it all. Where are we?
Item 30, inner light.
Item 30. Okay, go ahead, read 30.
Item 30, inner light explains the words by that line. The reason for it is that there isn't a screen in the circles that will raise reflected light. Without it, the emanate being cannot connect to the upper light. We learn that the vessel of the line is called Tino, conduit, and that is much lower than the vessels of circles that appeared with the first restriction before the line appeared. That is why the Ari tells us that although the vessels of the circles are much higher than the line, they do not receive any light by themselves. Instead, they are compelled to receive all the light through the much lower line for the above reason.
We have no more questions. Moving on to the next part of the lesson.
Let's move on to the next part, but first let's sing a song.
To be together with you, how good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Just up.